Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. You've probably seen a lot of Jessica Hanlon's work around town already. She's the artist and owner of Frost and Fur, an eco-conscious silkscreen company. But she's also a watercolor artist, and her vast body of work will be celebrated in an exhibit at the Juno Douglas City Museum this first Friday. She joins us now. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. And also here is Alyssa Borges, curator of public programs for the City Museum. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi there.
Thanks, both of you, for being here with me today. Jessica, let's start with you. Tell me about your career as an artist. How did you get started? How did you get into sustainable silkscreen design and all of that?
So I went to college. I grew up here in Juneau. I really was involved in some art programs that the high school here had. Then I went to college and I thought I was going to be a chemistry major. And about 2 years in, I decided that I wanted to pursue art. And I was thinking I would eventually do something with art therapy. But I went to school for art. I came back to Juno and I had a couple solo art shows here. Then life took me to California and I didn't do any of my own art that whole 8 years that I was in California, but I worked at a friend's silk screening company, and I had done silk screening in college. It had been my primary art medium that I like enjoyed the most in college. I did, I think, four different types of silk screening classes. So the opportunity to work at somebody's clothing store popped up, and I took it, and I became one of their primary screen printers. And then I moved back to Juno, and I randomly got asked to be a part to have a piece of art in a group show, and I took it, and I hadn't ever watercolored at this point. My college didn't offer it, and I had watercolors, and I was like, what can I do quickly? And so I painted a fish, a salmon, and it turned out better than I expected. And it was ended up going really well. And then I ended up having my own watercolor show within the next year. And Frost and Fur happened sometime around that period of time as well. And it's been a few shows since then, and now we're here.
So all of the graphic designs on the Frost and Fur clothing, are those all your designs, or at this point are you working with other artists as well?
No, those are all mine. The company I worked for in California, they didn't use any of their own art. They used a lot of clip art, and I sort of made it a personal mission to make sure that all of the art was original, and at this point it's all been mine.
And you have a focus on sustainability and using eco-friendly materials. Does that apply to the clothing itself, the inks that you use, or all of it?
The clothing is as eco-friendly as I am able to get my hands on. And all of the two companies that I source from make sure that they are socially responsible with their production and sourcing as well. And that's important to me. And then the inks are all water-based and non-toxic, and then we filter our water before we let it go down the drain.
That's great. And before we move on to talking about your watercolor exhibit, I did want to give you the opportunity to plug your new store, which is down on the wharf. I saw the sign in the window today. What's happening there?
We were given the opportunity to have a holiday pop-up market in the wharf, and so we jumped on it and spent a week scrubbing floors and painting walls, and had a soft opening last week just to make sure we were really ready for the holiday season. Then we sort of put it to bed for this week in preparation for my show at the museum, and we'll be back next Friday down at the wharf.
Your exhibit at the City Museum is titled Mountains, Seas, and Spirits, and the opening reception is this first Friday, November 5th at 4:30 p.m. at the City Museum. Tell us about these paintings.
Yeah, it's actually both watercolors and I hadn't done fine art silk screening since college. So I sort of used this as an opportunity to push myself and do a few serigraph pieces. So, gosh, I didn't make a count, but I think it's like six serigraph pieces. Serigraph is like fine art silk screening. And then the rest, what is it? Like 21 pieces are watercolors. And they're primarily animals, fish, and at a previous Jack show, I started doing portholes. So the other pieces are those.
Portholes? Can you say more about that?
Yeah. At the time, three years ago, I was commercial fishing with my partner, and I sort of needed a creative outlet during the fishing season. And so I started painting, not like the exact likeness of the water, but sort of just the general feeling that the water gave me while I was out there. So we'd be fishing, for example, near Sentinel Island, and I made a circle with a plate that we had on board, and I started painting colors, waves, and just not, like I said, exact representations, but just sort of like the general feeling that the water gave me. And so that was while I was fishing 3 years ago. And since then, I've been pregnant and had a baby, and I didn't get to go fishing this year, but my partner would send me photographs of like morning, noon, and night. And so I've sort of incorporated those in some new pieces.
That's great. And how would you describe one of your favorite art pieces or favorite watercolor paintings that we might see on Friday for those who's never seen your work before?
I think with watercolor animals in particular, my favorite thing about it is that I can just sort of capture in a watercolor, like a moment, as if you had run in. There's a picture, or there's a piece in particular that we used for the poster. It's a bear, and it's a bear looking through grass leaves. So it sort of feels as if you just sort of stumbled upon this bear. And I think that's sort of always what I hope for when I'm painting an animal, is that it's like, oh, you could actually feel that moment. So
you can get a little peek of the bear and a little peek of Jessica Hanlon's work on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And of course, the reception is this first Friday. Jessica, is there anywhere else online where we can see your work?
Yeah, I have a personal watercolor website. It's jessicahanlon.com. And my silkscreen business, is frostandfur.com.
All right. Well, I really hope you enjoy the reception this first Friday at the City Museum. Turning to you now, Alyssa, the City Museum has quite a bit going on for the month of November. What would you like to highlight?
Yeah, we do. Before I move on to our programs for November, I just want to say that this first Friday opening reception is a little different than the past due to COVID, so we will not be serving all the refreshments as we normally have, and masks will be required at all times. But we're very excited to have art in the museum again, and it's going to be a great show. Her exhibit has been extended through December 31st, so if people can't get to it this week, we've got a nice long time to come and see it.
Have you seen it yourself yet, Alyssa? What's your opinion of the work?
Oh, I love it. I got to see it today as it went up on the wall, and I just love the poster. I love that bear. Speak of bear.
Me too.
And I totally agree with Jessica that you do feel like you're having an encounter with the animals. They're just very expressive and close up, and I really, really enjoy her style. It'll be a fun show.
That's great.
So moving on to programs this month, we also have our annual writing letters of gratitude in honor of the late Dr. Walter Sobeloff. This year, as we have in the past, we give away free note cards, free postage, and a little insert so that people can write a letter of encouragement to someone in their life. That you can also get the cards and the postage through to all Juneau public libraries this year. But this is something that we just love doing. It's just an opportunity to express some loving kindness, support, and it really embodies what the late Dr. Walter Sobeloff stood for. And he, in case people don't know, every year on November 14th is Walter Sobeloff Day. And so we just kind of use the whole month to remember him and, you know, support those around us in the way that he did. So we hope people swing by during our open hours to get those free note cards. There's several to choose from. And the postage stamp this year is the Raven postage stamp. So it's kind of extra special.
The Rico Worrell Raven stamp?
Yes, that one. Yeah.
Nice.
Also this month, we have on November 13th, we have Poetry in the Time of COVID, which is the Byrne Thompson Memorial Writing Group. They do a presentation every year. And this time they have a collection of poems they wrote during COVID. And they will have a chapbook that is available for purchase for those that are interested. Also, because of COVID, we won't have a sit-down event. This is going to be a recorded looped poetry. So you can hear the poems, you can pick up a book. And we won't be gathering as a big group, but it will be from 10:30 to noon, so people can swing by and hear those poems during that time. And then finally, each month we have a free little art gallery challenge, and this November's challenge, this is for our little outdoor free little art gallery where you can put something in, take something out. We're challenging people to make a very small piece of art. We have materials here that you can come and get a little, about a 1.5 by 1.5 square canvas with a little magnifying glass and some instructions. So we're having a lot of fun with that. We've already received some great little tiny pieces of work based on this challenge. It's so much fun to see what people make. And then finally, just to let people know that free admission has begun. We are back to that. And this month's sponsors are Don and Elmo Harris. So come to the museum. We've got lots of great art, fun little challenges to do, and it's all free.
That is great news about the free admission. I'm very happy to hear that. It's so nice to that the City Museum is so well supported, especially because you guys do so much great stuff. So thank you, Jessica, and thank you, Alyssa. Do either of you have anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
I don't. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Until next time, and have a great time this first Friday with your exhibit, Jessica.
Thank you.